This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
If you really want to find out, you know, what went wrong with the Padres yesterday, looking for something different, you can always blame the return of Jackson Merrill.
Yes, it sucks getting a guy like that back in the lineup, man. Hate that.
It was great to see his face back.
This is Jackson Merrill.
Back with the Padres, back in the lineup, and of course, comes straight back with a double in his first at-bat, collects a couple of hits. Looked very Jackson Merrill-like in the game yesterday.
How about the pregame with young Jackson Merrill? Scanlon says, what'd you miss the most? He's like, all of it. It sucked. I hated being gone. I love baseball more than anything in the world. Yeah. He is like a baseball robot, man. Yeah. What a joy.
Not a robot, man. I mean, he's genuine. He's everything. He is.
Singularly focused.
Yeah. I mean, in basketball, you call him a gym rat. I mean, he's just always on the field. He just wants to be on the field, wants to be doing baseball things all the time. Better at the things he already does well. He's reshaping his game relentlessly, and he loves the work. He loves the process.
I love that about him.
That guy is so much fun to watch. So much fun to watch.
We speculated a little bit yesterday about what the corresponding move could be.
Got it wrong, actually.
We talked a little bit about the possibility, though, that it could be Luis Camposano going right back down.
I figured that would be the corresponding move for Crony, because I did figure, you know, with Max Fried on the bump today, you are going to want potentially a right-handed DH. You could give Campy maybe another look or whatever, but they sent him down.
I think Oscar Gonzalez has done more than Campy. I like some of the swings that he takes.
Save that. Campy was 0 for 10 with 4 walks. Oscar Gonzalez, I will tell you, he is the definition of wheels off. I mean, he swings at pitches. He's got talent, obviously. He's got raw talent. He almost crashed into Jackson Merrill last night, and you could see some visible frustration on the face of one center fielder, Jackson Merrill, just off the IL, going, hey, man, I'm the center fielder. It's my ball. You got to give away. You saw him uncork a wild throw. Oscar is needs to be honed a little bit, right? Just kind of a raw product that needs to be honed a little bit more.
I totally agree with you. I keep feeling like there's going to be a five-day period where he hits 3 home runs.
I feel that too.
I feel like it's in there, and we might see it. We saw it in spring training a bit with Oscar Gonzalez. I also wonder, because I don't know exactly how it works. Remember, they had to add him to the 40-man and call him up because he had the opt-out. Can they send him back down without risking losing him?
Could he opt
out of his contract if they send him back down to the minor leagues? I'll need to get clarification on that from someone with the Padres, because that could be part of their decision-making process and thinking.
Sure. And you can tell that there's more patience with Oscar than there is with Campy. There's just no patience.
It's worn thin. You know,
Campy was a bright, shining prospect, and the Padres leaned into him and gave him lots of opportunities, and you can just feel like, no. We're gonna call you up when you need you, and if I mean, 0-10 is 0-10. Yeah, sorry. Yeah. Sorry, guy.
No doubt.
Especially when you're slotted as DH, not catching because your defensive liabilities are so pronounced. We had to get to aged, but also excellent
seasoned
backstops who are very good with the pitching staff, very good at framing things that have pretty much eluded Campy all of his Padre career. And then 0-10 is 0-10, man. Back down.
And the base running mistake that could be blamed on a number of people, but I think ultimately was blamed on Luis Camposano the other night. And yeah, when they called him up, I said, hey, maybe the sixth time will be the charm. I want to believe. I want to like him. I appreciate what he's done. I'm a big mental health advocate. Mm-hmm. I know he had some mental health struggles that he's worked really hard to overcome. I'm a huge fan of the human being.
Yes.
But, you know, as far as production goes, you know, it's like we said, it's a results-based business.
And a cold one.
And when it comes to cold as ice. Luis Camposano, the Padres, since Mike Schilt has joined the team, have presented a much more unified front when it comes to messaging, from A.J. Preller to Mike Schilt. Before that, with Bob Melvin, you know, you heard the talk of the clashing. They never really got it ironed out with Andy Green or Jace Tingler before that. But with Mike Schilt, it's been pretty unified. But we have heard, I don't know, Major, if you've heard, but you've got some ears inside the organization. Luis Camposano is one of the most polarizing players inside the Padres organization.
I did not know that.
He's got people who still believe in him and love him, and people who are ready to go, this is never going to work. And they disagree about Luis Camposano more than any other player in their own system. And that's to be expected. That happens. People have different opinions on players, but he's the one that we hear that most often will be like discussed in the room. And I don't know who specifically is going to bat for Luis Camposano and who is like, please, no more, you know, Louis, we're done with this. But we have heard that there is polarizing opinions about him in the organization.
Hmm. Makes sense. I mean, it absolutely makes sense.
He was once thought of as having a very high ceiling.
Oh, big time. And you would be shocked if there weren't polarizing. You know what I mean? If everyone's in agreement, oh, no, he's going to figure it out. I don't know that that's the right way. But he does have, you know, he's got ability. Is he that 4A player for life? You know, the guy that just tears it up down in El Paso, which a lot of guys do. You know, you just never know. I saw Iggy Rosario hit another bomb last night. You do wonder, maybe is he an option at some point? They made it a point to hang on to him.
It's one of the most dubious records you can hold as a
player. Old Crash Davis.
All-time El Paso Chihuahuas home run leader now. Like, good for you, Eggy, but I'm sure that's not what he wants, is to be there long enough to have amassed that record. And yeah, Campy could be in that 4A category. Eggy could be in that 4A category. But speaking of the El Paso Chihuahuas, that was the other bit of good news. In addition to the return of Jackson Merrill, Jake Cronenworth began his rehab assignment last night for El Paso. Not only began it, he homered and walked three times in his first rehab assignment. Now, he was wearing, I believe, one of those flak jackets under his uniform to protect that rib, which can't possibly be fully healed yet. But enough that he can swing and enough that he feels like he's protected enough. Obviously, he can hit a home run. So, you know,
can we go back to when he was hit?
Yeah.
When I saw that, I immediately thought, he is seriously injured and should be taken off the field this moment. I was astonished.
That was a heater, man.
Played the rest of that game.
He played the rest of that game and then another day. And he hit a double in the next day or something. I'm like, what is he doing?
He's occupied.
94 miles an hour? Right at your lowest rib? I'm like, how is he even alive?
How is he breathing?
Yes.
He's a hockey player. I remember seeing him last year. He got hit in the back. Hard, like 97 to the back, and we were standing by his locker. He pulled his shirt off.
Dude,
I go, let me see it. I went, bleh. I was like, good God. He's like, it's fine. I'm like, jeez, dude.
Like 15 different colors.
You had to care flight me out. I mean, literally, care flight me out of
the average fan, myself included, has no idea.
No, none.
You can't conceive of how bruised and battered these guys are. Like Manny says, after day one, after opening day, everyone's injured.
Everyone's hurt. Yeah, that's me.
Woods leaving the field.
I give the thumbs up.
It hurts. I mean, I got hit last year with probably 81 on the elbow and was like, yeah! And I had the seams on there. I was like, I've never worn one of those arm guards. About 2 weeks later, I was at Dick's with Paulie going, I don't know. Like, this doesn't feel right. I'm like, should I get it? I'm kind of embarrassed to wear it at fantasy camp, but I think I might need to. Remember that, Paulie? Yeah. I was trying on a bunch of them.
They said with Jake, the recovery is really a matter of pain tolerance.
He's in a flak jacket.
And I said, well, if that's the case for me, I'll see you in about a year.
Yeah. See you guys next season. Good luck to you. He was wearing a flak jacket last night.
Wow.
I mean, it is. He's as tough as they
come. So he is anticipated to play one more game for El Paso today. And then if that goes well, he should rejoin the Padres on Friday in
Colorado.
Well,
the Rockies. I'm sure the Rockies will be happy to see him in the Padre lineup.
I mean, probably it's like the best place to come back. Yeah. You know, the best place to come back and land other than at home. Hey, all right. Get into Rocky Stadium and start hitting some bombs out there in the thin air of Colorado. But that's, you know, that's one area of the Padres that, you know, does need to be discussed at some point. Yeah, I'd love to see this team, you know, have a little bit more pop. I love how it's working right now. I don't want them to change their identity by any stretch. And I do think, and we see this every year, guys. We can't act surprised. Ball's not flying out of Petco Park. We know that. They're offensive approach is one of put the ball in play,
right.
Get guys over. It's work. Yes. I don't want to slam the brakes on right now and go get up there and try to hit it out of the
ballpark
every time.
They're not playing hero baseball.
They're not.
They're not waiting. Oh, someone will hit a three-run bomb. No, just put
a ball in play.
Put a ball in play.
They still
put
some pressure. A three-run bomb all year.
Or no, it's okay. No.
It's okay. Not at all.
It's okay.
It will. Hey, by the way, that will come. I absolutely know it will come. I know it will.
And a brief note, but sympathy for Bud Black, man.
I know.
That guy's a good guy. Good dude.
Great guy.
Great coach.
Listens
great manager.
To the show. Yeah.
And there's just no support. There's just, I mean, he can't do anything.
Can't do a thing.
It's a testament to him as a human that he's been around for as long as he has with the Rockies.
Yeah.
I mean, any other manager with that record on any other team probably doesn't make it as long as Bud Black does.
I heard him yesterday on MLB radio, and he was just relentlessly, he's positive. He's like, yeah, it's not going well, but all it takes is one day. We are teaching. We are trying to get better every single day, and maybe today's the day that it clicks in.
Can I say this, though?
Good on him, man.
It didn't click in yesterday as they were rained out, but.
Can I say this? Bud's had a lot of success at the big league level as a pitching coach and as a manager, making a good living.
Yeah.
There is absolutely zero pressure on Bud Black. It actually is, if you can handle and stomach the having to develop guys at the big league level with absolutely no pressure from the fans, from ownership, from anybody to win, pretty good gig.
But look, everyone at that level.
They're competitors.
The competitive fire is relentless.
For sure.
And trying to deal with that when you know that the competitive disadvantage day in and day out is so pronounced. I just have mad respect for the guy. I do.
Of course, the Padres are now heading to another city that is being impacted by weather this week in Denver.
I thought it was supposed to be beautiful.
All right, so the forecast is pretty good. They got rained out yesterday. They have decided to play a doubleheader against the Tigers on Thursday to finish that series.
Oh, good. That's good for us.
While the Padres will have an off day, which definitely sets them up this weekend to have an advantage over the Rockies when the forecast at the moment, and it changes more in the Rocky Mountains than anywhere, but at the moment it looks pretty good for Padres baseball this weekend, which, you know, we talked at the beginning of this road trip, 6-3 we would all have been thrilled with, 5-4 wouldn't have been bad. They're 4-1. If they can find a way to win 3 out of the last 4 and go 7-2, it's a monumentally successful road trip, and even if they split these last 4 games, still a very successful road trip for the Padres.
You, my brothers, are dialed in. What do you think is up with Dylan?
Command. It's just command. I do. I think it's
is
command.
Is it mechanical, though?
Yeah, and I think it's
we see it a lot here in San Diego where our starting pitchers get off to a rough start sometimes. Darvish had some horrible starts
Blake
in
Snell.
April. Settled
Michael
in.
King wasn't good.
Michael King last year. Blake Snell every year like started off slow, and you just had to wait
and cut it out. Let me throw something out, which you guys, I'm sure, have kicked around. How much do you think is it? The overhang of the blow-up in the playoffs.
I think that may have something to do with it. The other thing I think about, too...
because you have to have conviction when you're throwing in the major league level. You have to be convicted about your... Schill talks about this all the time. Convicted through your mechanics, convicted intentional through the release.
Yep. I would lean into that more. We talked to Dylan Cease out at spring training, and we brought that up, and he was so fine with it. He said, I felt as good as I could have possibly felt.
Okay.
It just wasn't my night.
He had basically flushed.
Okay.
I don't think he has any regrets.
I thought what you were going to say is the pitching for a contract. You know, he's pitching for a contract, which is a huge, huge thing. And some guys thrive.
Right.
Some guys go, oh, man, every out I get is another $100,000. Every K I get, oh, I'm going to take it to these guys. And then there are guys that are like, if I don't pitch well, I'm going to lose 40 million. I mean, the thing with Dylan, the stuff is so good, he's still going to get a huge deal. I mean, no one's going to be like, hey, let's get Dylan for 4 years, $15 million per. It's not going to happen.
There will be a Brinks truck involved.
No doubt. So with him, I think it's just command. He's putting too many guys on. He's not putting enough guys away. And he just, for me, if I was his coach, I would go, bro, you're literally one of the most electric pitchers. Just go trust it. Go trust it. Trust your stuff. Let it eat. See what happens. You got a great defense behind you. Let it eat. Right. Go. Get after it. And throw your fastball. Throw that 98-mile-an-hour fastball at the top of the zone. If they hit it, they hit it. You tip your cap. But I think he tries to be too fine sometimes. He gets in a lot of deep counts. Like the last game they played, Ben pointed out, too, and they talked about on the broadcast, they fouled off like 19 two-strike pitches. So his pitch count goes, he's like 60 pitches after three or two and a third, and you're like, he's going to give us four innings today, and we got to get six or seven from him.
I think the fastball hasn't been as competitive as it needs to be. They're laying off that. And when you can do that and you're locked into the slider, which has been good, especially last start, it had sharp break. Mm-hmm. But if you're looking for it as a batter, you see that and you just lay off of it. So I think it's hurt Dylan in terms of that batters are just feeling a little more able to isolate what they're looking for from Dylan Cease, and that can make a huge difference for him. I actually like him in this spot today. As Wood said with Bud Black, a little pressure off. I know what you're thinking, Yankee Stadium, huge game. They're going up against Max Fried, who's been absolutely dominant this year. I kind of expect Dylan to rise to the occasion today. Now, will they win the game? I don't know. Max Fried has been really good this year. The Padres have not done as well against lefty starters as they have done against righty starters. This is going to be a tough game, but in some ways, that almost takes a little bit of the pressure off, I think. Just go out there and sling it and battle with another one of the, number one type pitchers in the league and just do your thing today, Dylan.
Yeah, have some fun out there, man.
Quite separate from his performance on the mound, where were the three of you on the Jeremiah Johnson look?
With the
did not like the beard. I think you should go back to the Doc Holliday.
The 70s movies reference, kids. I apologize.
I think you should just go back to the straight.
Robert Redford, look it up.
The straight
now
stash.
Now he's kind of in the mid-range of the scruffle, or what do you call it? It's coming back, but not full
the scruffle.
Beard.
The scruffle.
Face.
Put that with eggs, don't
scruffle.
You?
Yeah, scrapple.
Scrapple.
That's right.
We're going to Pennsylvania. We can get some scrapple when we're there.
Yep. I mean, again, like I want to get back to that feeling where he was in that run last year. We're like, oh, Cease is on the bump. Game over.
Yeah.
And you feel that way about Michael King. And I thought Michael
King. Six innings handed over the pen.
Yeah.
Score five runs. Oh, game over.
Michael King, I thought, pitched, and he said after the game, I had absolutely nothing. And there's something to be said for a guy not having any feel whatsoever, giving you six and leaving with a tie ball game. That's the mark of a really, really good pitcher that can figure out how to get you through six innings without having his best.
And you should have Estrada, Adam, and Suarez all lined up today. I mean, I'm telling Dylan Cease, hey, you don't need to throw a complete game.
Give me six.
Give us six. We got an off day tomorrow. Six as good as you've got.
Let it eat.
And then we will see if that's enough for us to win this game and win this series
against
the Yankees.
To Pivetta for surviving a rainstorm.
Oh, man. Incredible.
I mean, at fresh ball every time, walking two-thirds of the way to the umpire just to keep the ball out of the
30-pound hat.
That game should not have been played.
It should not.
I mean, I'm glad they won, but that game should not have been played. That's the economics of baseball, where they don't want to have to give make goods to all the fans and figure out how that's going to work with a doubleheader or something. But yeah, that was an unfortunate series of events that led to that game being played. All right, we're going to take a timeout. Major, our Don't Do This segment is coming up next. Woods, you got anything in particular you want to bring to the table?
Well,
here?
They had the Pittsburgh Pirates employee has been suspended for beating the crap out of a patron, and it's pretty good stuff.
It's been a week or so in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, they've had an interesting time in Pittsburgh.
All right, we'll get to Don't Do This coming up next after traffic with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. First, though, tell you about my weight loss journey with SDFatLoss.com. A couple of summers ago, 2023, I was looking in the mirror, not liking what I saw. You know, get to the mid-40s and the weight just stays on a lot easier. And I thought, what am I going to do? They told me about SDFatLoss.com. I said, I will give it a try. I've done other programs, though, and I was not able to keep the weight off, even if I was able to lose the weight. This was different. It was based on real foods, and that made a huge difference. I ate chicken. I ate steak. I lost 40 pounds in 60 days, but I have kept all of that weight off and then some over the past 2 years, thanks to their great strategies, great counselor and support system. There's no hormones. There's no injections. You don't even have to exercise to lose the weight. You just follow the program. Yeah, it's eating less. I'm not going to say it's a piece of cake, but I got used to it. I got in the groove. The weight came off. Boy, that scale dropping down every day is a great motivator. You can do it as well. Just check it out by going to SDFatLoss.com. Set up your free consultation. And right now, month of May, the spring special is still on. Get $200 off the program. And in 2 months, it won't even be warm in San Diego until July. You'll be ready for the summer, for bathing suits and shorts. Start today. Be a new you by the time July arrives with SDFatLoss.com. That's SDFatLoss.com. Results may vary.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
Oh, I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Don't Do This is brought to you by Trust and Will.
Don't.
Yes, leave your entire estate, house, kids, and life savings up to chance if and when you die.
Do.
Set up a trust or will online at trustandwill.com.
This
is a lot more affordable than you think. Visit trustandwill.com for more info.
You see what they did there, Major?
Don't do this.
It was a kind of poetry in motion.
Yeah,
it
really was. I'm deeply moved.
I forget for a half second. And then he remembers that that's the new bit.
Deeply moved.
We'll be giving away some Padres tickets momentarily. Paulie, do not let me forget.
Don't let him forget, bro. Don't let him forget.
Remind me in just a minute. All right, I'm going to start And you probably may have seen it during the game last night.
Is it okay that the door's open?
Yeah.
Like, just let it cool off in here.
Have you noticed that there's anyone really that's in this building right now?
Actually, it's pretty
empty.
We'll close
it.
But I'm
like,
you know, most studios are hyperactive about the door thing, but clearly not.
Let's just leave it open. Whatever.
Leave it open.
I did see our boss down. I was grabbing our coffee for the morning. Michael was down there.
Oh, he's down there.
Grabbing his coffee.
Grabbing his coffee.
Come say hello. Please.
So yesterday.
Actually, don't.
Aaron Judge hit his cheapy 341-foot home run into the first row at Yankee Stadium. And these buddies are sitting there in the front row. And the guy catches it in his glove, and he is so excited. He holds it up. He is dancing up and down.
Mobbed by his boys.
Mobbed by his boys. They're jumping up and down. John Boy has the video, though. As they're celebrating, he doesn't realize it. The ball pops out of his glove and bounces to another guy who's sitting.
It rolls to the guy.
He picks it up, pockets it, and then starts cheering for them again.
Like, yay, good catch.
And about 5 seconds later, the guy looks in his glove and goes, "Where?" And he looks at his friends, "Where'd the ball go? What happened? I caught it. It's gone." And this guy is totally not even letting them know that he has picked up their ball, pocketed it, and keeping it for himself. And it is all caught on video, and it is absolutely hilarious.
Now, it begs the question of, is that a don't do this? I mean,
well, don't do this for not securing your baseball when you catch it.
As Kelly Danick likes to say, secure your load once you
You'll have ladders all over the freeway.
So,
and first of all, you know, props to the surveillance state that
I know.
Video, everything is on video.
I tell my kids,
everything is there all the time.
I tell my kids, you're not getting away with anything when you get older. And I mean nothing. Your mom will be tracking you. I'll have trackers on you. We'll be watching you in your car. Your cell phone will be monitored. Like, I'm sorry. Yeah. Welcome to the deep state. This is where we are
right now. That's right, man.
And so they did. The guy ended up giving it back.
Oh, he did?
He did give it back.
He did. I didn't see that part.
He did. He did give it back.
Yes, because there was an intervening 5 minutes of Zabruder film type reconstruction.
People texting him like, bro, you're busted.
And then the emails, and then the death threats came in. It all happened in 5.5 minutes.
Yeah.
Resolved there in live television in Yankee Stadium.
But I do feel like if you catch the ball and boot it, I feel like it's kind of fair game at that point. Now, remember, too, that is an Aaron Judge home run. That's not
right.
You know, that's not
Ben Rice
home run. That's an Aaron Judge home run ball that now you have in your possession. And as we know, possession is 9/10 of law, but it's that 1/10 that gets you when it's on film, and you don't want to be shamed and mocked mercilessly. So he did get the ball back. This was an interesting story and video, and I guess this happened during the Padres game, when the Padres were playing the Pirates. A Pittsburgh Pirates employee was suspended by the team after he was seen on video.
Again.
Yeah, beating the crap out of a...
He knew he was on video. I mean, he must have seen the guy filming this incident, though.
So a drunken fan... we remember what happened in Pittsburgh. The guy fell over the rail. He's okay. He's walking now, which is, you know, he's up and at him. But, man, another drunken Pirates fan gets in this guy's face after the Pirates employee had seen a little tiff going on. He's tried to break it up. So, guys, you know, not here. You're on the concourse. You're clearly overserved. Knock it off. One guy, long beard, gets in his face and is giving it to him. And he's standing there, and he's taking it. And then you see the point in the video where
security guard's like, do it.
He's like, go ahead and do it. What are you going to do? And apparently he spit on him. And then, fists started flying. They got in a full-scale brawl in the concourse. The security guard did take his belt off, which I thought was a real power move.
And you can see it above you there.
Yeah, started to whip him with the belt. It was a pretty good tilt that they had here. And again, I feel so bad for security guards. I do. I think it's Pittsburgh. So I was going to say 40,000 fans there. No, in Pittsburgh, you have 300 fans there, many of whom are inebriated.
Is the problem that Pittsburgh Pirates baseball is just not tolerable if you're sober? So that's the only way you can actually make it through a game at this point?
I really don't know. But again, he spit in that guy's face. I think you spit in somebody's face. That's assault. Yeah.
It's on.
That's assault.
It's assaultive, and it's on.
It's on.
And you have every right to defend yourself.
Now, if you're at work, I think you do have to you have to find a non-violent solution. The organization as an usher. You're wearing their logo.
Somebody can come up and pour a beer on your head and you got to just wear it.
You have to call in the actual officers to make an arrest. You cannot take the law into your own hands if you are an employee representing
but
the team
isn't
at that,
your
in that
job
situation.
As a security guard.
He's an usher. I don't think he's a security. Is he a security guard?
Well, those lines are kind of blurry.
They are.
If he did, then he should have
in a stadium.
He should have handcuffs. He should have something identifying.
He's an usher.
He got that belt off so quick and just started smacking the guy.
I loved it.
All right, finally, a little doo-doo this.
DD mega doo-doo.
I have trouble making decisions.
What the heck is that?
Was a newscast. We need to play this for
major. Mega
you
doo-doo.
So we do doo-doo this. So we don't do this, then do this. Okay. So like a positive story. But that newscaster from...
do we have the whole... So she's trying to pronounce the name of a fallen
police officer.
A fallen police officer with a tough name to pronounce.
Oh, poor... Okay.
Here it is. Yeah. Major, you and I can commiserate.
That's the drop.
You see, you haven't pre-read it on the teleprompter. And it just pops up on the teleprompter, and you realize, okay, I got to phonetically figure this name out on the fly.
It was a fallen police officer, Deidre Manga something.
Mangadao or something like
that.
Deidre Mangadao, yeah.
Final goodbyes to this fallen Louisville police officer, D.D. Megadoodoo. Mangudu.
Mangudu.
Wow. All right.
Ouch.
Let's just pull the curtain back for a second. You cannot... put anyone in that position.
No.
If, especially that kind of story.
Yes.
You have to know the pronunciation, and you cannot go on the air. You cannot sit there if you do not know how to properly pronounce that name.
You can't do it.
You can't.
It's the biggest thing when I'm anchoring, go to the producer. If I don't know a name, like read through every story. All right.
Yes.
What's this name? Give it to me again. Give it to me again.
Relentless about that.
Relentless.
You have to be relentless.
Spell it phonetically in the prompter for me.
Right.
That's the thing I worry about the most when I'm on the air.
And properly so.
I would hate for this to happen to you, but please let it happen to you. Something like this. I, as much as I would hate it, I would also be very good for the show. Very good
for
the show.
All right. What do I say? Oh, yeah.
So we have to do this segment now.
No, we do a positive story.
Do this.
Yes.
I know how hard it is for me to make decisions. You know, I hem and I haw and I think about the consequences, and I have trouble making big decisions. So props to the Utah Hockey Club, who have finally made a decision and announced it, I believe, this morning. They have a name, finally, going forward. You may like it, you may not like it, but they were revealed as the Utah Mammoth.
Okay, I like
forward.
It. Mammoth, that's good.
Yeah,
I like it.
I thought it was pretty decent. Now, remember, I think they wanted to be the Yetis, but they could not get the trademark away from the drink cooler company, the Yeti company. So they've got that denied, so they've gone with, I think, their second choice. They had fan balloting as well. And starting next season, they will be permanently known as the Utah Mammoth going forward.
That's cool.
Yeah,
I like
that. There's a NLL team, the National Lacrosse League, the Colorado Mammoth. Great logo, great color scheme. It's a great one.
Yeah,
it's
they unveiled their logo, their jerseys. They look pretty sharp. And congratulations.
Right,
so
let me ask
you
a dumb question. I should know this, but I don't. Are the Padres required to do another City Connect, or can we keep the current City?
Required.
Required.
Yeah, this is the last year of the current. Yeah.
They're already working on the new one.
I'm against that. I want to keep the ones we have.
That's fair.
That's fair.
Diamondbacks just unveiled their new one, and most people like it. The Serpientes in the bold purple.
Pretty cool.
Pretty good reviews this last week.
But it took me a while.
Of course it did.
To get used to the new City Connects. I wasn't an immediate fan.
Do you wear them?
I have one at my place in Borrego.
Yeah.
Now, that's the third most frequent place I travel.
That's true. So you don't have it with you in D.C., so
which is made
really
a point
like
that.
But I don't want us to change. I love those. I want those on the Fridays.
Older gentlemen like us.
Older white guys like us.
Don't
look good.
Great in the City Connects, honestly.
And as the oldest white gentleman in this room, I feel your pain.
Now, I'm excited to see what they come up with.
The Padres do a lot of things right.
They do.
Presentation, ambiance, and everything. They do a lot right. But I've seen so many teams in Major League Baseball. It's like 50-50. The City Connects are either awesome or they're
dog ass.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
They're terrible.
What'd you think of
and
the
because
Chicago
the first
White
ones were so good, I'm scared of the next one.
Exactly.
The Chicago White Sox, Chicago Bulls throwback jerseys.
Fantastic.
I thought they're terrific.
I like
ones
it, too.
They look so cool this last week. And that is a don't and do do this for a Wednesday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, we can talk about the rest of Major League Baseball. If there's a silver lining, the NL West kind of fell flat on its face mostly yesterday, but we can talk about the rest of baseball coming up in our next segment
and
on 97.3 The Fan.
And an update.
Thank you. See, Paulie remembered.
Major League Wednesday is also going to be still a Big League Wednesday because our buddy Adam Jones.
Let's go!
He's going to call in at 8:35.
It's been forever.
Yeah.
It's been a while since we talked to AJ, now an official employee of the Baltimore Orioles,
by the
way.
It's not as easy as it used to be where I could just text him. Now he's got to run it up the flagpole.
And I
got to
give away those Padres tickets because I promised. 833-288-0973. Fifth caller is going to win the pair of Padres tickets to next Wednesday's game against the Los Angeles Angels. The first 40,000 fans in attendance will receive a free, reversible, retro bucket hat that Mud claims you can wear 10 different ways. I think if you get four out of them, you're doing pretty well. Get your tickets at Padres.com/tickets, and we'll be back next year on 97.3 The Fan.
You know, as I pull up the copy to read this endorsement for QC Kinetics, the first thing it says, Woodsy, please talk about your results. I'm beyond happy to do that. QC Kinetics changed my life 1,000%. A few years back, got to the point where my wrists were so painful, I could not play golf. I could not pick up my 3-year-old at the time. And that was kind of the thing that sent me over the edge. I picked him up. I had to put him right down. And I went, oh, man, I'm in deep trouble here. Went to QC Kinetics, was as skeptical as you are hearing this ad. Trust me. And then I learned about the regenerative cell therapy. I'd read about it before, PRP, things like that. And I said, I'm a little nervous to try it, but I did it. I'm so glad I did. Have not had to go back yet. My wrists are stronger than they've ever been. So if it's a knee, if it's your back, if it's your shoulders, whatever joint is hurting you and keeping you out of doing the things that you love to do, call QC Kinetics today. You have to. I will be a fan of theirs for life. 619-614-PAIN is their number. A couple of different locations, one in Torrey Hills and one in Hillcrest. I've been several times to Torrey Hills. Phenomenal location, phenomenal people, and look, phenomenal results at the end of the day, which is what matters. So again, get back in the water, get back on the golf course, go to QC Kinetics, 619-614-PAIN. They'll give you a free consultation when you call. 619-614-PAIN. It's QC Kinetics.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And together, we host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
It was not a great day for your San Diego Padres, losing, 12-3?
12-3, yeah.
To the New York Yankees yesterday. You could argue, though, it was a worse day for the Los Angeles Dodgers. Welcome back. It's Ben and Woods. Paul, we got special guest Major Garrett in studio all morning, which is a real treat. Adam Jones coming up an hour from now for a Big League Wednesday, going to join us. The Dodgers not only lost to a much inferior opponent as they fell in 10 innings to the Miami Marlins on Jesus Sanchez game-winning single in the bottom of the 10th, they also lost one of their key players for an indefinite amount of time when they placed Teoscar Hernandez on the injured list with what is being reported as a grade 1 groin strain. Those groins can be tricky. Hamstrings can be tricky. We saw Jackson just miss 24 games because of it, and Jason Hayward was out with a hamstring as well, not quite as long.
Lockridge,
a hamstring, that's right. But groins can be even worse sometimes. So they're not even putting a timetable yet on his return. And Teoscar Hernandez is the secret sauce for the LA Dodgers this last couple of years.
I mean, he's that thunder that you have to keep in the back of your mind as you're working through the top of that terrifying.
The MVPs.
Yeah.
The three MVPs at the top.
Right. And then you're trying to find that breath after you've gone through this. Oh, God, there's Teoscar. And
he's cleaned up, man.
Yes.
He has cleaned up for the Los Angeles Dodgers. Was leading the team in RBI.
Massively important part of that lineup.
It's a huge, huge loss for them. They did bring up James Outman, who had some success when he started. I'll tell you, though, the most miraculous thing for them is Andy Páez turning into an absolute superstar. I said it the 2 weeks into the season. He's the worst big leaguer I've ever seen. He was dropping balls. He looked lost at the plate. Something clicked with that kid, probably when I said it. And I will never say that again. Trust me, I learned my lesson. He looks like one of the best players in baseball. And in fact, I think he is one of the best players in baseball. He's robbing home runs. Mm-hmm. He is hitting home runs. He has
really
been
good lately.
Fantastic.
Would you like to say anything about James Outman? Because they just called him up.
Said that, yeah.
Yeah, so don't say anything.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No, say nothing.
James
don't
Outman, super stud. Yeah, right. Absolute stud. Can't miss.
Can't miss.
Cannot miss.
Cannot miss.
James Outman cannot miss.
Yes.
Right now.
Future Hall of Famer. James Outman.
Yes. So, yeah. No question.
The Giants did win. They had a weird win. They went to extra innings against the Cubs, and then the Cubs had a chance to win it in the bottom of the 10th. Second and third, one out, and they weren't able to bring the run home.
It's very un-Cubs-like this season.
Yeah, but what is Cubs-like is bullpen meltdowns, and they had a giant one in the 11th inning when the Giants scored 9 runs in the top of the 11th inning, going on to a 14-5 extra inning victory.
Ryan Pressly, not a good night. 8 earned runs for Ryan Pressly.
8 batters, no outs.
No
outs,
yeah.
That's about as bad as
it gets. I am not surprised by the Giants. I was very fearful of them going into the season. I really thought they were going to put it together, and they have.
So
good club.
So I saw an amazing Giants stat yesterday. They are now 21-5 when facing right-handed pitching.
Wow.
Whoa.
This year. And I believe that includes an 0-2 against the Padres last week. So they're 21-3 when facing non-Padres right-handed pitching so far this season.
That's pretty incredible.
Yeah, that's a good thing to have in your back pocket if you are a Bob Melvin, knowing, all right, we dominate righties, and we're going to face a majority of righties over the course of the season.
Well,
so.
Congrats to a member of the Ben and Woods coaching tree, Brett Boone. He just got named the
hitting
coach of the Texas Rangers. And boy, did they respond. The 6 runs on 16 hits last night under the first game under Booney. I don't know what he said to those guys, but whatever it was, it certainly opened the floodgates, and they were able to win as well.
And you laugh about it. I doubt there's anything that Brett could have done that impacted the Texas Rangers in one
day.
Yeah.
Doubtful.
Very
highly,
highly
doubtful.
But you got to feel good about it when you flew cross country to meet the team in Boston. I mean, I'm sure you're a lot of introductions going on, because he's not tied with that organization in any way, other than the fact that, he played for Boach, knew Boach, and got that call from Michael Young last week. But now he's there and off to a good start. Diamondbacks beat the Mets 5-1. It looked like Woods. You were telling me you were watching some of that game, and Zach Gallen was scuffling.
He was. They had him on the ropes, and Starling Marte takes a 94-mile-an-hour heater down the middle, full count, bases loaded. Just watch it. I don't know what you're looking for there. Full count. But he guessed wrong, and next thing you know, I said, Gallen is scuffling. He cannot find the plate right now. He's walking, guys, and he locked in and allowed one over seven to shut down the Mets. And my beloved Paul Skeens, he has found his kryptonite in the St. Louis Cardinals, and he is now 0-4 against the Cardinals to start his career. Now, he gave up two runs on three hits in six innings.
At what point does
Paul Skeens? He is such a competitor.
Yeah,
and I mean, all these guys are competitors. How long is this going to last for him until he's like, you got to get me out of here? I mean, nothing he can do
until he's a free agent.
Until he's a free agent.
I mean, you'd like to think that you know the offense shouldn't impact his like Cy Young chances, but you feel like the Pirates' offense is going to keep him from maybe winning a Cy Young because his record's going to be 9-14 with a 2.3 ERA at the end of the year.
Which they've given Cy Youngs to guys like that before. Right.
Felix Rodriguez won one with a pretty mediocre record in Seattle. I don't remember. Felix Hernandez, I'm sorry.
What was his record? I think
it was like 500 or something.
Like maybe a game below even
12-13 or something like that.
But he had like a 1-something ERA. Yeah. Like he was disgusting, and they had to give it to him. But
So just one quick word for the listeners. Two things. One, I've been a Padre fan since 1969. I've been on the East Coast since 1990. And in various ways, staying up late with this team on the East Coast all that time.
That whole time. There was never a year you said, I can't do this.
No, never.
Wow.
And let me tell you, right now, to stay up late, 12:30, 1 in the morning, to watch this team is great. I stayed up late 5 or 6, 7, 8 years ago when they were terrible. We're in a really great spot.
Yeah.
Folks, we are in a great spot with this team, this club, the excitement, everything around it. Two, like you guys are describing, we all run around MLB and watch other games.
Oh, yeah.
And we hear other broadcasters. I'm telling you, folks, Donnie and Mudd, elite.
Elite.
They're just elite.
Elite.
They know the game. They love the game. They're funny. They have a great rapport. And it's great fun to watch them call a game. You go around MLB and listen to other broadcasters. They're fine. They're serviceable. I'm not saying they're terrible, but these guys are absolutely
There's some terrible ones.
Okay, there's some
terrible
dog meat out there. Okay, yeah, you're
no
right. Doubt.
There's no personality.
None.
It's just they're just calling a game. They are just Johnny broadcaster, and they do not separate themselves by any means.
I love that, man. And yeah, Major, it's Jesse Agler called it the golden age of Padres baseball right now. And I think he's right. We have kind of caught the comet by the tail here, especially for us. And, you know, just trying to have fun with this thing every single day. It is weird when you see a game like last night. Last night is an anomaly for the San Diego Padres now.
It happens.
It used to be commonplace, and it's an anomaly now. It is.
We need to check traffic, but Major's got something exciting. Well, something we're going to talk about coming up here in just a couple of minutes, but stay with us. Check traffic. Be right back here on 97.3 The Fan. By the way, congratulations to Carlos, who won the Padres tickets in our last segment. Carlos actually admitted to Paulie.
This was a first.
That he was calling us from the shower. And I won?
Yeah. Ring, ring. 97.3 The Fan. Who is this? And he goes, hey, Paulie. Oh, my God. It's Carlos. Hey, what's up?
I mean, you let it start ringing, then you get in the shower. I mean, you don't bring your cell phone. Does anyone bring their phone into the shower with them?
I have like a little, we have a window, like a little ledge, and I'll put my phone up top. It's behind, nowhere
near
the water.
For what, though?
To listen to music.
Oh. I just put it on my, do you have a speaker in your bathroom?
Shower speaker?
Like, I need a new JBL. Like
yeah, JBL.
I need a new speaker.
Because I just put the JBL on, crank the tunes when I shower, when I, you know, wash the kids
and
everything.
Yeah, we have one. It's not very good.
Not great.
I got to get a good one.
Is there any particular kind of music when you're showering there?
Mornings is usually something to get me fired
rock
up.
Rock enough.
And for my kids, it's whatever I want to try to turn them on to. I've done a good job so far at molding their musical minds.
Introducing them to the American canon.
Correct. And trying to keep mom's tastes out of that necessarily. For the most part.
Yes.
Right.
This is a subversive
effort. It's very subversive.
Yes.
Very.
I endorse it fully.
Yes.
Quick question for you, Major, since you brought up Don and Mudd before the top of the hour here. How much time, I know you work out of Washington, but how much time do you have to spend in New York as well?
A little bit.
I think the Mets have one of the best broadcasts as well. And yesterday, Keith Hernandez was quoted as crediting the owner of the Mets, Fred Wilpon, for telling their broadcasters to be honest.
I thought it was Steve Cohen.
Oh, now it's Steve Cohen.
Steve Cohen now. It was
Fred
Wilpon.
It was Fred Wilpon, but that's what
he started
that. And he said, I want you to be honest about the team.
Right.
Like, you know, lay into us. And I want to credit also, like, Ron Fowler and Peter Seidler always said that to us as well. Like, right. Hey, rip us. If you think we're playing badly, go ahead and lay into us, because that's what this is about. And I love that, hearing that a broadcaster feels like, yeah, I can be honest about our own team.
Right. You have to be honest.
Yeah.
If you aren't, you obscure what's going on, and you prevent anyone from being reconciled to a hard truth. There are hard truths in competitive sports. And if you're not getting it done, you're not getting it done. And the people who are most interested in that have to scream that from the
rooftops. It's a hard line, though, because, you know, I found myself getting in arguments last night after winning 6 games in a row, having the number one bullpen in baseball, still having to defend the San Diego Padres after a 12-3 loss.
To whom?
That's on me. That's on me. I need to nod.
To whom
engage.
Were you defending him?
Twitter.
Oh.
Twitter people. You know.
Yeah.
These guys suck. I don't, you know, this team's awful. And like, I say it, and I don't mean to be a jerk when I say it, but I do feel there's a legion of fans that watch this sport like it's the NFL, and it just cannot do it. And the players certainly can't act like it. You know, they cannot act like it's you get one shot a week, because you don't, and it's tough.
I think you might want to consider put the phone down.
Yeah,
time.
That's my biggest problem.
My
biggest addiction.
Phone down. Time on the clock.
I was catching up on the clubhouse last night, and, you know, Red Sox fans, you know, the players and the coaches, they know how hard it is sometimes to deal with their own fan base. We'll talk more about it, and we're going to spend some more time with Major coming up in a few months.
Whether you want to or not.
Next on The Fan.